Hello, 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 everyone. Karen McCoy here, and welcome to today's live Thursday feed, how to stop self-sabotage and get on with a successful and sustainable body transformation. Okay, if anybody's out there, I always like somebody just to give me a thumbs up or a hi or anything just to say I am being heard and seen. Because sometimes I can't see it. Invite people to subscribe. Okay, don't need to do that. All right, you guys. We are talking self-sabotage here. Everybody self-sabotages in one form or another, in one place or another. Food, body transformation, money, career, relationships. It's just a thing. It's what us humans are unfortunately wired to do. So we're going to look at that. So I've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 key factors that I've seen over my 30 years of coaching. And of course, there's a lot more, but I'm trying to bring them all into certain categories so that you can come to understand your own self-sabotage. When I'm working with women who are looking for a body closed, unused applications. I have no idea what that means. What am I doing? What's open? Facebook, don't do this to me. Me and Facebook, you know, we have this contentious relationship. Sometimes I want to break up with it, but sometimes I just can't because cross to more pages, share to page group. I am in a group. I'm in my over 40 fit and lean. Okay. Anyways, somebody give me a thumbs up out there. Write a comment, observation, insult, whatever. Just let me know. Okay. When it comes to self, I'm just going to keep going. When it comes to self-sabotage, let's look at number one. Now, this is in particular to weight loss, body transformation. So not everybody is in it for weight loss, but I get a lot of women coming to me for weight loss support. Body transformation can be improving our health. It can be taking on a different kind of exercise program for different results. It can be trying to move into healthy aging differently. After 45 or 50, things change and we need a different approach. And so that is a whole other strategy. And that's what I do in my coaching. And so, but what a lot of it comes down to is there's a bunch of fears, and probably the number one fear is a fear of failure. Okay, so we all know this one. So there's a fear of failure, and it often hits women who have tried and tried and tried for years, right? Over and over and over again. And what happens is they don't get the results. They don't reach their goal. And so they fall away and they fall into failure. Now, we do this so many times that what happens is failure can actually become our belief system and it can become a habit. It can be unconscious, but there's also a fear of why would I try again? Because I don't want to feel the feelings of failure again because it's too much. I've tried this before. Why would I try it again? Why would I dare try it again? And there are so many women, God bless women, we are the strongest force on the universe. They keep coming back and trying again and again and again. But what I see is it's the same habit, the same thinking pattern, the same approach, might be a different diet name, might be a different exercise program, but the thinking habit is still in place. So we got to get to the root of that. Here's the deal. There is no failure. When we start to reframe failure and we start seeing it as feedback, then we can handle the speed bumps and the roadblocks. We can hold on to more patience when we're on this body transformation journey because it takes time and there are blips and there are plateaus and there are setbacks. That is part of the process for everybody, guys. Remember when you were in university, nothing is ever a straight line. Remember when you were building your business? Remember when you were parenting? How many times did you mess up? Remember in your marriage or your relationship, or several marriages for some of us, there is that tendency to look at it like we're failures. So this is where we have to reframe it. And this is a big coaching piece of what I do, because we're meaning-making machines. That's our psychology. That's how we're wired. So the psychology piece is super, super important when we start moving into a body transformation. Without that, without recognizing, knowing what you're working with and changing it, very few people get the results. Or they, if they do, they're white-knuckling their way through, and then they can't sustain them. And so the fear of failure needs to be reframed, and it needs to have a different meaning on it. So if you have tried and tried, and I've had some women like dieting for 40 years, it's only because nothing's changed, right? And so, you know, the definition of insanity, if you keep doing what you're doing, you can't get different results. And a lot of women think that if I just try, oh, there's a new diet. Oh, now there's keto. There wasn't keto 30 years ago. Now there's keto, and then paleo, and then veganism, and then all this stuff. Guys, it's the same thinking habit. It's the externals. We're waiting for the externals to shift us when we have to go internally to the roots of, well, why am I here? What is this journey about? And what if I don't make it within 3.5 seconds? Right? So the fear of failure is ingrained in many, many people. And unfortunately, the more times they've missed the mark, the more times they pile it up into a pile of failures. And then that becomes kind of like not wanting to touch hot coals. They just pull back very, very fast. So they'll be on to a body transformation or a weight loss program or a food plan, and they will disembark and throw it all away faster and faster every time. So the fear of failure is really, really big. And so if you start looking at it and understanding that you can learn, what do I need to do differently? This is where coaching is really important, guys, because there's so much information out there, but information is not transformation. In fact, information can cloud the waters. It can overcomplicate. It doesn't have to be complicated. And it can put a whole bunch of stuff in your brain where you just are so overwhelmed with the thinking process all the time that it just sucks the soul out. And we're not supposed to be in our heads that much. So, and then it just ruminates in there. And then we start becoming our thoughts and our feelings. I'm a failure. You're not a failure. You might not have made your goals at that time, but you need to reframe it. So fear of failure is a big one. Fear of success, number two, is also a big one. Believe it or not, there are many people, and I have experienced this many times in my coaching career, where we can get a woman to her awesome body, and then all of a sudden she sabotages it because she's unfamiliar or uncomfortable with being leaner, suddenly being sexy, having shape, having people notice her. And it really is interesting, because sometimes our body becomes our identity, and so much so that we can't put together in harmony the body with the emotional input. And so this is, again, where we have to move into our North Star, as we call it, the vision of what we want and how we want to move into it. And the fear of success is also sometimes rooted in, I got to do a lot of work to stay here. I've got to live a restrictive life. I'm not going to have fun. On and on and on. It's like, are you kidding me? No, that is what your psyche is saying as a way to keep you where you're at. Your psyche does not like change, okay? So we've said this a million times. Our psyches like the comfortable, even if it's unhealthy, even if we don't like it. It doesn't want change. It doesn't want to expend any energy. So the fear of success is energy where we're moving into our, as I say, our greatest, grandest vision and version of ourself. And sometimes we self-sabotage because it might be too much work, or we think it's too much responsibility, or we don't want the attention, or we might risk a relationship where we're not sure if they're going to be okay with me being lean and sexy and strong. Some aren't, guys. Honestly, some partners are not. And that's why whenever I work with a client, I need to know if she has a partner, what do they think? Are they on board? what are the parameters around the relationship, because this is not just a person going through a body transformation. This is within a household, with family, with children, if they have children. It does affect everybody, and we want it to affect everybody healthy and in a positive way, right? Because I always say, we are mirroring for our children and our spouses what healthy looks like, but some people and family members too will not support it because they may feel insecure or inferior or challenged because suddenly you're getting healthy. And we may self-sabotage unconsciously to keep the parameters of the relationship comfortable. So fear of success is a big one. The third one is trying to resist. What resists persists, guys, okay? So this is where the diet industry has it all wrong, or maybe they have it right, because it is, I can't remember how many billions of dollars it creates, but we can't not think of a pink elephant. We can't stop thinking about food when we have food issues. I always think we don't have a food problem, we have a thinking about food problem. And then there's other problems. There's alcohol, there's porn, there's online shopping. Okay, so I'm in the body transformation space, and a lot of times it's food and alcohol. And so when we're trying to resist, we're thinking about it. So the psyche doesn't hear, I don't want to think about food. It hears, I, food. So food is at the forefront. So this is where we have to change the thinking pattern in order to move away from the OCD on food. So when we're trying to push, I have so many women saying, well, at night I just sit there and I know I'm not supposed to eat the bag of Cheezies, but that's all I'm thinking about. Right, and so this is where we have to shift and change the wiring in our brain with other thoughts and other habits to replace. Right? Nature abhors a vacuum is one of our three universal laws that I teach. And so what that means is you can't just take away and leave a big hole there. You have to replace it with something else. Because if there's a big hole there, no Cheezies, the brain is just going to keep thinking of the same pattern, food. So we have to put something else in there. Go for a walk, do 20 push-ups, have a bath. We have to interrupt the thinking pattern. So we can't just not resist, we have to replace. So no resistance. We have to replace it with another habit. Number four, people look at this whole body transformation as pain versus pleasure. Now, there's a lot of people talking about this. Anthony Robbins started talking about this 30 years ago, I think, when I first came across him. And so when we talk about pain versus pleasure, there's a lot of people who see the drudgery. Oh, they want to look good, they want to feel good, they want to age differently, age well with strength and confidence and energy and flexibility and lightness, but then it's going to be so much work, or I'm not going to enjoy my food, or I'll have to spend all my time at the gym, and I won't be able to eat the foods that I want. And they look at all of the pain points, which actually aren't pain points. Those of us that live this way, it's not painful, guys. Honestly, it's not. It's how you're putting meaning on it. Because if you're looking at the pleasure being, I get to eat whatever I want, whenever I want. I don't have to worry about my weight. I don't have to go to the gym and waste time at the gym. To me, I see that as pain. But a lot of people see that as pleasure. The lack of movement, the lack of any kind of responsibility around their food is absolute freedom. But what I say is if there's excess weight and poor health and we don't like ourselves, that ain't freedom, man. And so we have to turn around. And this is where I do an exercise with women where we look at pain versus pleasure. And again, we start shifting at the root level, the thinking pattern and the meaning we're putting on those things, right? So we have to switch our meaning of pain versus pleasure, because it will keep you self-sabotaging on an unconscious level, because you'll move into change and then all of a sudden it'll be like, well, is this going to be hard? Is it going to be forever? Or I'm not going to enjoy it. Or you have to look at how great you're going to look and feel how you're going to be able to enjoy your body, enjoy the all the lovely things, enjoy your clothes, walking out in new clothes, enjoy the time with your partner, better intimacy, whatever it happens to be. There are a lot of pleasure points. And the pain subsides once you get your body into a momentum and moving towards your goal. And so there's always going to be, what do they say, short-term pain for long-term gain. We don't even consider the pain that we were moving into. We just consider it was a whole thinking pattern. And it is being fed by the people around you, the stuff that you read. This is where I say we are defined by the five people we hang with. So who are you hanging with? And that means also, what are you reading? What are you listening to? Start looking at successful stories. Start getting excited and seeing the possibilities. And if you're always going towards the excuses, then that again is your self-sabotage. And it can be conscious or it can be unconscious. So you need to start looking at that. And then the final one is, this is not about thinking our way through this. So a big piece of what I do, more so than the food and the exercise and the metabolism and the weight loss, that's all important stuff. And that's where we start. But we have to go into behind the scenes, behind the eyes here. We have to go into the emotional, mental, and spiritual aspects of what we're doing. So I weave that into this holistic approach. It has to come. Like I say, you cannot have a physical transformation without an emotional one. And that would include without a spiritual one as well. I'm not talking religion, guys. We don't need to go into that conversation. And it's not a debate. I see them as one and the same. Some people don't. That's cool too. I always see it as just believing in something higher than ourselves, whatever form that may take. And so this is where, even in all of the tips that I gave you, the fear of failure, the fear of success, the fear of having to resist, not wanting to think about it, not wanting to, and then looking at pain versus pleasure, we want to feel it, not think about it. Okay, so this is where we are so emotionally absent. And I use something called the emotional guidance system, which is based on my empowerment coaching to help women to move into those areas where we're not taught to go. We're not taught this stuff, guys. And it took me a long time and a lot of mentors, a lot of money, a lot of investment in order to learn this along the way, like 30 years ago. And I've been learning it, of course, over many, many years. It really is about weaving it into who we are. So those of us that live the life in a body that is strong and healthy and aging well, and we can be proud of, and we have mobility, we have energy, we don't have food issues, it is because it's not what we do, it's who we are. So we've woven it into the fabric of who we are. We've made it a part of our self-identity. It is our belief system. Didn't start that way. Not for any of us. It certainly didn't start that way for me. That's for sure. And so this is where I want you to not think so much about it, because I have women, they're in their brains all the time. It's safe. It's safe in the intellect, guys. But this is not an intellectual challenge. This is an emotional, mental, and spiritual challenge. That is why we self-sabotage. It is not because a lot of us don't know what to do. It's not because we don't know what to do in the gym. A lot of people do. It is because they're not getting to the roots of the self-sabotage. And that's where an external coach, because we can't coach ourselves. It's like we can't tickle ourselves. It's the same thing. We can't be objective with self. I have my mentors. I have my teachers. I've had many over the years, and I invest in them because they are investing and helping me to learn and grow into my greatest, grandest vision and version of myself, right? So having those mentors and the coaching and the structure and the strategy around whatever it is you want to embark on in my world as body transformation for women over 40 is extremely valuable. Most people want to do it themselves, and that's fine. The do-it-yourselfers, they're not my group. That's not my crowd. They can continue to do it yourself. Can some get there? Some, but not many. And if they do, they falter and they leave and they fall away with self-sabotage because nothing's changed on the inside. Their narrative has not changed. So we must get into the feeling work. This is where I would suggest putting pen to paper. When you feel it coming up and you may not be able to put words to it, just keep at it. And again, this is what I do in depth in my work because it's so vital for success, not only success in your body transformation, but also all of those skill sets go out into every area of your life, finances, career, relationship, spiritual, all of that. So that is the canvas that we draw from, and it is from within. So I want women to stop looking at a body transformation as, ugh, it's hard work, it's awful. Are you kidding me? I'm telling you, when you start moving on the process and you've got the right strategy and the right system and the right people in place and the right programming, there's no stopping us. And that is the beauty of how we get to live and what we get to do. So I hope that helps, guys, with self-sabotage. Do look at and start journaling so that you can think and get it out of your head, and then you can feel, where is my fear of failure? When did that start? What does that mean? And is that the truth? Am I a failure because I didn't get there once or 20 times? Those of us who reach our goals, whether it's in business or money or finance or relationship or health, we have grit. We have grit. It's a four-letter word. And we never give up. We just look at it and you know, we dust ourselves up. What's that song? Pick yourself up, dust yourself off, start all over again. That's what we do. It's like, okay, but we've learned to do that. And when you fail and you beat yourself up and you're down in what I call the shame guilt cycle, that too becomes a habit. And that's where a lot of women are living from, and you do not need to live from there. So it is really about seeing with a different set of glasses and living and operating from what we call the 30,000 foot view, right? Being up here, living from up here, instead of just trying to dig yourself out from down there, which is where a lot of women are stuck. And they're stuck in that loop. So there's the fear of failure, fear of success, always feeling the need to resist. What resists persists, right? So don't not think about food. You can't do it. Or weight or failure. Pain versus pleasure. How are you viewing it? And then finally put feeling into it. Stop thinking about your challenges and start feeling, because the feelings are supporting the belief system, which is supporting the path of either getting to your goals or not. It's really as simple as that. And that's what we call Big C coaching. That's the bigger piece, the psychology piece. And that is getting to the root. And that is where you need to start from. And then everything else will flow, I promise you. Okay, guys, thank you for being here. Always a pleasure being with you guys on Thursday. If you have any questions, please put them under this video and I will be sure to answer them. If you're interested in booking a call with me, yes, it is a free strategy call, 45 minutes. I'll put that down in the comments as well. It's warriorwomanfitness.com/apply. And I can support you and offer. I make sure every woman walks away with a breakthrough on the call. If I see that we're a fit to work together, and if I see the criteria that we look for in a client, which provides success for her and for us, then I will go over my 16-week program. But not always. A lot of times it's just about giving women a little bit of a lift so that they can get more clarity and that aha moment that goes, ah, that's what's happening here. That's where I'm going wrong. Okay, you guys, be well. Lots of love to you. Enjoy your day. Bye-bye.